Growing Concern. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Scientists have no magic crystal ball to predict the effects of climate change on the world's food supply. But University of Washington and Stanford researchers have the next best thing. By integrating sophisticated climate models with historical climate data, they say the consequences of rising temperatures, especially in tropical regions, could cause severe food shortages by the end of this century, unless the world begins to adapt now. The tropics and the subtropics, home to some 3 billion people. Projections say twice that by the end of the century. People here subsist on an average of $2 a day, making their living through agriculture. The team concludes that even though temperature increases in this region won't be as great as those in the mid and upper latitudes, the tropics are already at the high end of the temperature scale, so even small increases could reduce crop production there. Their predictions show that for staples like corn and rice, yields could drop by 20 to 40% or more. As conditions worsen, farmers will leave agricultural areas. Hundreds of millions of people could be searching for new food supplies. The effects of warming begin to snowball. The scientists say these findings point up the need for agriculture to adapt now by developing more heat-resistant crops and rethinking the way we grow. Some food for thought. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.